It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm David Hyde. Washington State residents smoked 175 metric tons of pot in 2013. That's nearly 350 million joints. And get this, heavy users consume nearly 80% of all that marijuana, or assuming heavy users actually smoke joints, that would be 5 joints per day. Here to tell us more about heavy pot use and heavy pot users is Roger Rothman. He's a professor who studies addiction at the University of Washington. Roger, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
So what's an example of one of these folks who's a heavy pot user? What's the profile?
Well, it's typically a male with higher frequency of regular use. The gender distribution tilts more towards males.
Why is that?
It probably has something to do with what the cultures define as appropriate and not appropriate for females and males. But that's a fairly consistent finding in our experience with marijuana.
And
use occurs more in males.
What does heavy pot use look like for one of these heavy users in a typical day?
This is somebody who's using daily or almost daily. So a recent RAND study used the cutoff of 21 days per month or more to define the heaviest proportion of users. These are individuals who typically use multiple times per day. In our research at the University of Washington, we've asked people to tell us how many quartiles of a day, how many six-hour periods in a 24-hour period they've used. And typically their answer is 2 or 3 of those quartiles per day. These are individuals who are very likely to also be consuming tobacco. About 80% of the heaviest of marijuana users are also tobacco consumers.
At what age do most people start smoking that amount of pot?
Well, the group that we're most concerned about, of course, are teenagers who begin in their early teenage years, 13, 15, 16, 17, and quickly escalate to heavy use. The studies that we've done at the University of Washington of people who've wanted help in quitting marijuana show that they typically begin a bit later, around 17. They first become daily users in their early 20s, and by the time they have sought help, they've been trying to quit or cut back for about 10 years.
So for people who are heavy users, what does the research show us today about what the potential health risks of that are?
You know, the top of the list, I think, has to be marijuana dependence. The experience of being a compulsive user, where the pattern of use, the way in which the person is using it, is really crowding out many other areas of functioning in a person's life. A person is taking a lot of risks with their behavior, but they're also very likely to be using more than they and the people around them want them to, and to be withdrawing from other areas of life, recreational, friendships, and often with harms to the family that the person is a member of.
What are the differences then between that kind of heavy pot addiction and addiction to other kinds of drugs like heroin or meth?
Well, in basic terms, it's very similar. The individual is preoccupied with acquiring and using and coming down from use. Is withdrawing from other areas of life when they are dependent. It really becomes the page one, top of the fold issue for them at the expense of other domains in their lives. Now, obviously, the heavy user of marijuana and the heavy user of heroin, heavy user of alcohol, are going to look different in a number of respects, not the least of which are what parts of the body are at risk of being harmed.
What's the answer to that? What are the other health effects?
For marijuana?
Yes.
Well, one of them is cognitive function. So, you know, researchers worry most about people who have been using marijuana heavily, daily or near daily, for a long time. And what they report finding frequently are impairments in memory And in a part of brain functioning referred to as executive functioning, the organization of thinking, the ability to attend to multiple stimuli and organize one's thoughts, be able to concentrate and organize in thinking. So cognitive functioning would be one of the health areas. A third would be damage to the bronchial tissues. Recently, we've seen marijuana smokers finding alternative ways to inhaling hot smoke, and that's a good thing. But for people who continue to inhale, the risk of irritation, bronchial irritation, coughing, wheezing. And it's possible, although, you know, the evidence is really mixed on this, ultimately damage to the lungs has got to be kept open as a possible outcome.
All right, Professor Roger Rothman, thank you.
My pleasure.
He studies addiction at the University of Washington, telling us about heavy pot use in the context of this study out saying that Washington State residents smoked 175 metric tons of pot in 2013, and heavy users consumed nearly 80% of that. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.